Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chiefs Red Half Hour, every day at 11:30 on Cody and Gold.
All right, let's talk some Chiefs here for the next 30 minutes on Cody and Gold. And we spent a ton of time yesterday as we were listening to the Mahomes press conference and also before leading up to it, just looking at what a lot of people, whether you've done different interviews, I know it was one of the first questions that I was asked in Denver when they were asking about the Mahomes deal. And they're like, okay, what does this mean for the roster going forward? How are they building a winner around Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, and then like, people want to toss out the percentage of the cap and have never won a Super Bowl when someone's taking up more than 13%, and he'll take up more than that.
And the simple answer is, well, Mahomes isn't Jared Goff. Mahomes isn't Ryan Tannehill. Like, that's as simple as you can make it, right? That's how you can simplify
it. And I will remind people that that argument is based on the NFL in the last 10, when the quarterback numbers jumped. So you legitimately have like a 15-year sample size in which that stat is relevant. And I don't know if any of you took science classes. That is not a significant enough a sample size to actually draw any conclusion.
So then why do people keep saying the Chiefs won't be able to buy their problems on offense and free agency? So one, it's those people are viewing it as, oh, they just don't have the money to go and do it because they've got a $500 million deal with Mahomes and they still have Frank Clark over $100 million contract. And, you know, who knows what happens in a couple years with Tyreek Hill? Do they need to re-up and bump up the pay for Travis Kelce? People are trying to figure out, okay, how are they going to pay everybody? Who knows? Still a week away, by the way, from the Chris Jones franchise tag deadline. Who knows how that all goes? Looking at the structure, though, of the way they did it with Mahomes' contract, for the next 3+ years, they're quote-unquote in good shape. Like, this year, his cap hit went up $300,000, $50,000. It was a very, very small number this year. And then it gets to, like, 21, and then it's 34. Like, that's nothing in football world, right, as far as for your quarterbacks.
Russell Wilson makes this year.
Offensively, other than looking at retaining your guys, are they going to need to go out and spend money in free agency anyway? Like, they have Tyreek Hill, his age. Kelsey's the oldest guy, right? He's the oldest one.
Yes. So they got years of not spending it, but also it's a misnomer. People keep talking about, like, Kansas City. Hey, you won't be able to buy your way out of offensive players now. I'm like, who did they buy their way out of? Tyreek Hill. Let's just go through their best offensive weapons. Tyreek Hill, drafted. Kelce, drafted. They just drafted Allaire. Fine. They signed some free agents. Yeah, they're real broke by the $1 million they gave DeMarcus Robinson or $2 million they gave Damian Williams. They can still afford all those guys. Even the guys they had before here under Alex Smith, Conley, drafted. McCall Hardman, drafted.
Sammy Watkins would be the one.
Yeah, but people, like, this is the weirdest part about Sammy Watkins to me. Like, yesterday, Carrington and Levine were having the conversation about, hey, you know, you can't have all these weapons. You can't have guys like, it's never going to be guys like it is now with Hill and Kelce and Watkins. You're like, okay, so just let me be clear. We're going to spend 4 months complaining about how Watkins doesn't do anything on the field, and now all of a sudden all this money they spent on Watkins was saving the offense? It's one or the other. And I'm not saying saving, but here's the point. Like, yes, you can't afford to make mistakes, but here's the best news. You're not paying for those mistakes anyway. It was a mistake. So if they had never spent that money on, now they won the Super Bowl, so it's hard to, now it feels a little different. But if you're talking about performance versus actual pay, Sammy Watkins has been overpaid. But it's fine. They don't need, most of their offensive talent has been drafted and developed anyway. Like, we talk about that. The defense is where you want to have a real conversation.
Oh, don't tell Matthew me they can't and afford, Clark are the two examples.
Yeah, don't tell me they can't afford to have a loaded offense. They'll have a loaded offense because Patrick Mahomes exists in this universe. And they still have Kelsey for 3 years, Tyreek Hill for multiple years, and I think he'll get an extension after this. And yes, they can afford it. They have Clyde Edwards-Helaire for the next 4 or 5 years if they want to pick up his fifth-year option. Oh, most of their offensive linemen have been developed, except for one guy, Mitchell Schwartz. And you can't, by the way, if you pay one quarterback, that doesn't mean you can't sign zero free agents. You know who you can't sign? Guards. Tackles occasionally. He's a right tackle. You can still afford 2, 3, 4 guys. I would just tell you, majority of the time, they're going to throw those free agency dollars on the defensive end. Great. So what? Mahomes cures all on that end. And this idea that they can't afford to like keep the offense intact because guys like Watkins won't be around, it just seems like it's weird because we complain about his performance. And then they're like, what are they going to do when they can't afford guys like Watkins? I'm like, find a different guy to catch 600 yards and 2 touchdowns.
It's no different.
Those guys
though,
aren't hard to come by.
I mean, it still comes down to the draft, though, right? I mean, which is what we've known long before the
and
Mahomes.
Cheap free agency.
You go and find them, the Mike Pinnells of the world, though, even. You know what I mean? Are you going to find those hidden gems out there where you're not paying them a significant amount of money, or even looking what what's happened with.
Or
you know,
undrafted free agents. Like, I think the drive actually, Carrington pointed out, Victor Cruz is a good example of a guy who you turned into a 1,000-yard wide receiver who you didn't have to pay any money to for a while.
Sure. I mean, I would also look at what's happened on the defensive line a little bit. We know what Ogba, you know, goes to Miami, right? And yeah. Then you have Taco Charlton comes in. And you got him relatively cheap. He might turn out to be the guy that the Cowboys thought they were drafted. What I'm saying is you're finding guys that you're not paying much money to either through free agency like that or you're going to go and draft.
There's going to be the only difference between paying Mahomes and not paying Mahomes is one less highly priced player. One. It's not like, and I know that his number doesn't exactly equate that, but I'm telling you, based on where the cap numbers are going to go, it is one less higher priced player. You can still sign DeMarcus Robinson. You can still sign Mike Pinnells. You can still sign Breland. Trade for Kendall Fuller. Sign Mitchell Schwartz. You can do all that. It's just one less guy. In this case, maybe it would be Frank Clark. Maybe it would be Tyrann Mathieu, who are very important players. You know what the problem? You know what? If you get it right, it's the Anthony Hitchens contract you never signed. Like, it's yes, if you make one bad decision in a contract, you can't get out of your
margin for error is a lot smaller.
Yeah, but you're going to be a more attractive place for free agents who don't want 6 years with you unless they've proven it in your system.
But the model for this and what everybody assumes they're following is, like, you know, the Patriots dynasty, which the Patriots tend to do a lot of cost-effective spending.
Yep.
And Brady was never the highest paid quarterback and all of that stuff. But that doesn't mean that they didn't have cap issues at certain times over that. Like, they still had years where this season, even before they let Brady go, they had no cap money at all. And that was after they let guys go. And so that's inevitably going to happen, but you find ways to maneuver it. And yes, you have to continue to draft and hit on draft picks. Like, you're not going to have Sammy next season. I think everybody knows that. Unless Sammy's willing to come back for a veteran minimum contract or something. Hey, like
we didn't
that.
Think you're not wrong. We didn't think Sammy. He'd be back this
no,
year.
But Hardman seems like he's a talented player who could step in. Like, you just draft a wide receiver in the second or third round every 2 years, and you develop them into a playmaker for the offense because that's how good the offense can be anyway.
And when they get 750 yards in year 4, you let them walk and just go find the next guy who does that. Like, it's not, like, to me, like, letting go of Watkins doesn't concern me for next year because I assume Mecole Hardman will wipe out his production.
It's the whole,
and you know what yep. I think will take Mecole Hardman's production from 2 years ago? I think it'll be whichever guy they draft next year in the draft. Or, I don't know, it'll be Byron Pringle, whatever. Like, whoever your guy is, I don't think it's going to be as difficult as people talk about on that end. Yes, as Serta points out, they will be up against the cap every year for the next decade.
Yeah, just not that they've done it a ton, so as we pointed out, but they just won't be like, they are not going to go and spend $16 million on a free agent wide receiver. That's not happening. Okay.
You know, we say that because, yeah, and I guess
and they're going to be draft. I mean, what we're saying is
the benefit is that, you know, the Patriots like traded for a guy like Randy Moss. So it's not to say those things. I think what you end up being is like the safe haven for players who want out of their situation, who are still on what you would consider team-friendly deals. Let's say if it was DeAndre Hopkins this year. Instead of signing, you know, Sammy Watkins, I still think there's room down the road, not him in particular, but there's room down the road for that that wide receiver who's only making $10, $12 million a year, who's frustrated where he is, and the Chiefs give up the draft capital to pull a Stephon Diggs. Like, it, I just think it's going to take more creativity, not be impossible.
Travis Kelce is probably the biggest one, though. That's far, yeah, but, like, the trickiest one to figure out.
Once you're done paying Travis Kelce, which is
that's the trickiest
somewhere
one.
Between 3 and 6 years from now, right? Like, it's either at the end of this contract and they decide to give him one more sure deal. They're never going to pay another tight end the amount of money to pay him now, which means it's going into wide receiver. It's going into that extra defensive player I just talked about. Like, most of this money, we're talking, it's the difference, in my opinion, of one player. I know you're going to say his contract equals Chris Jones times Sammy Watkins,
mm-hmm. yeah.
multiplied by, you know, like whatever, yeah. but I know it's not the simple math. You're saying he's worth $35 million. That's not one player, but it really is based on where the cap numbers are going to go to moving forward.
So throughout this, the reason why that discussion gets brought up, of course, is the money that's paid to Patrick Mahomes. One of the really cool things I over the last 48 hours has been the reaction from his peers, his own teammates overall, and across the entire sports world. So, you know, he was on the drive yesterday and he was talking about, you know, Trey Young's reached out to him and about the contract. Drew Brees, who else did he mention? He mentioned Brooks Koepka has reached out. LeBron James, like the
the most famous athletes in every sport across the country, and they have sent Mahomes, like, congrats on getting $500 million text.
It was funny too, during the interview with the guys, he had mentioned that, you know, random numbers. He's like, I don't, at some point these people got my number. He's like, I don't know who, I just say thank you. That's it. Like, some of these people, he doesn't know who, some people have his number for whatever. And they're like, hey, congrats or whatever. And he said, I just respond back, thanks or thank you. but he does have plenty of celebrities, and he said, like, people that he didn't even imagine you would ever talk to. And again, it's,
do they preface it like when I text someone I don't know, like, Hey, Patrick, it's Cody Tappa, work at 610. Congrats on the contract.
I think
you know how many times you,
like,
text people, like, you.
Congrats.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is that what, like, Guy Fieri does if he texts Patrick Mahomes? Does he say, hey, Patrick, it's Guy Fieri, congrats on the new deal? Because if he doesn't have your number in their phone, how are you supposed to know who it is? Like, imagine getting a text from Justin Timberlake that just says, hey, dude, it's JT. And you're like, which JT? Justin Timberlake. You're like, cool, bro. Thanks for the congrats.
I mean, if I was in Mahomes' position and there was a text that said, hey, this is JT, congrats, I would assume that's JT. Yeah. Not me. Like, if I got a text right now that said, hey, it's JT. No, but if you're in that world, that now that level of wealth and everything else and that scene, that crowd, yeah, I would think it's JT. That JT.
We're tight. JT and everybody.
I figured you guys are. Well, it was cool because, yes, as it was, you know, Mahomes was joking around that, I guess, Tyrann Mathieu was blowing up his phone, though.
Yeah.
And then Mathieu was the first person to text Andy Reid and Brett Veach about the deal. And Mahomes got tweets and all kinds of different things from Tyrann. But one of the guys that spoke about this was Melvin Gordon, who's former Chargers running back now, of course, is in Denver. And he was doing an interview on NFL Network. They were talking about his adjustment to the Broncos, but also, they asked him, hey, what do you think about that guy in Kansas City getting that big deal?
Yeah, man, like I seen earlier, y'all had put my little contract at the bottom. I looked at, don't even put my contract at the bottom after he just got $400 million. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. He worth every dime, though, man. He is a phenomenal player, man. Won the MVP, and then won the Super Bowl after that. Man, the man is amazing, man. So, like I said, man, if it's a guy that's worth it, he is. And, you know, just hats off to him. He's a good dude, man, outside of that, too. So, I'm proud for him.
I can't even imagine when you're fighting for, like, $8 million a year and you see some guy sign for $500 million.
He's like, don't even put it on the bottom of the screen anymore. Don't put that, you know, that $15 million contract or whatever. I mean, I think that's how a lot of NFL players felt when, you know, for years when you would just see the baseball contracts and you're seeing Mike Trout, 300 something million, or what Garrett Cole just signed for with New York and the Yankees. And those are numbers that you just don't typically see with NFL athletes. Again, it was a baseball contract, as they even discussed. Brett Veach even was talking about yesterday during the teleconference. It was a baseball type of contract, and for the first time we've seen an NFL player get that kind of deal. I know it's not fully guaranteed, but who knows? Yeah, they could rip up the deal 6 or 7 years in or whatever, but still, it's over $500 million, and that's what was scrolling on the bottom line there on NFL Network, and Melvin Gordon's like, shh. But you know what he also said? He's like, yeah, if there's anybody that deserves it, it is him. We know Brett Veach has said that. We know people in Kansas City have said that.
Dude, but athletes don't mind when other athletes get paid.
It's good business for everybody.
You know how happy the LeBron James, Giannis's are of the world when they see a guy get $500 million? I'm sure they all text a Trout, too. And by the way, Patrick Mahomes' deal will only be the largest contract in sports history if he gets through it and if he gets paid it. Because Mike Trout's over $400 million contract is 100% guaranteed. He will see every nickel. I assume Patrick Mahomes is going to see every nickel of this deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a chance it gets torn up 7 years in and they rework it.
Yes. And then it's like, was it really the richest contract? And you're like, well, yeah, kind of, because he was, you know, like maybe he only had earned $370 million of it, and then they tore up his new deal. So it wouldn't be the most individual richest contract, because it doesn't matter what happens with Mike Trout. They're going to pay him every damn dime of that thing. They're not going to rework his deal. He's not going to take less. That simply just does not happen in that sport. So Trout's going to see every penny of his money. But, you know, I'm sure everybody sent him a text, too. It's best anytime a player gets paid that. And in football, baseball contracts like that never happen. No one in football gets a 10-year deal except for Steve Young once for the USFL. And he got out of it. That's it. Wasn't his a lifetime contract or 10-year, 20-year deal? Like, that's it. It doesn't happen because football is dangerous. And you're like, 10 years? Like, what player in the NFL would you feel good about 10 years from now? None. No other player in the NFL would you be like, I'm dead set on 10. I'd feel pretty good. How old's Russell Wilson? Like, if I had to give it to somebody else, it'd be a quarterback. And it'd be a quarterback
I'm not giving 10 to anybody else in the NFL. No.
Yes, but if you had to give it to you would give it to a quarterback, wouldn't you?
It would definitely be a quarterback. Yeah, it's definitely a quarterback. And, you know, a lot of people would say, well, Lamar Jackson. But I've told you, I'm very concerned about, is he making it 10 years in the National Football League?
I've only seen 1 year, too. Russell Wilson is a great quarterback. I know that. Quarterbacks are playing into their
41.
40s. It'd probably be Russell Wilson. I mean, I just don't.
Unless you believe that Kyler Murray is going to be, you know, I wouldn't give him 10. See, I wouldn't even. No, honestly, I know you said I have to.
It has to be Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson
taking
the chance.
I'm not giving it to anybody else. But yeah, there's just nobody. As I said, in all sports, man, it's Giannis or Zion are the only two people, period.
It's a short list
that I'm even thinking about going that route with whatsoever.
But it is nice to see the support. I mean, you know, there's a lot going on there.
Thinking of Arizona with Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, a new weapon for Kyler Murray to throw the football to. DeAndre Hopkins, former member of the Texans, was part of that game, of course, in the playoffs, and where the Texans were up 24-0, and the rest is history. DeAndre Hopkins has a sense of humor about it still. In fact, he sent out a tweet, 24 reasons why Mahomes deserves that zero doubt that will win more Super Bowls.
Put that together. He tweeted 24-0.
Uh-huh.
What was the score of that Texans game in the playoffs this year?
Hmm.
Was it 24-0? It was. Oh, weird.
In the second quarter.
Weird.
I don't even think, why? I mean, I love it as a Chiefs fan. It's fantastic. Why, though? You were part of that team, man. Like, why?
Because why he's still mad about Bill O'Brien blowing it. Calling for fake punts when they're up 3 scores. Kicking field goals to make it 21-0 or 24-0. O'Brien cost them a chunk of that game.
I mean,
yes, the players played and they did that. I just think, like, I'm dead serious. Anytime I watch another Texans player talk about that moment, I'm just convinced they will never be an actual threat to the Chiefs. They're so crushed. It's going to be years after they can
September 10th.
After all the players are gone who had just been wrecked by the emotion of losing that game significantly. And the way that they did. They're just going to always feel like the other shoe's going to drop.
I just don't get it if you're hopping. You were up 24-0. Yeah, and yes, there were coaching malpractice throughout the game. But, Cody, they were at 24-0 second quarter. They scored a touchdown the rest of the game. DeAndre Hopkins, last time I checked, plays offense. So, that's the only reason I was like, what's the thought behind that? As a Chiefs fan, absolutely love it. And September 10th, we'll see what happens there. I do agree that as far as big picture championship type of conversations, yeah, the Texans aren't on the radar. You're not worried about them.
Bill O'Brien just let somebody else be the GM. Look at Andy Reid's easygoing lifestyle.
That's not happening.
He's got a great quarterback. Just worry about making Deshaun Watson look good. Stop worrying about signing Jadeveon Clowney or extending DeAndre Hopkins. Just get out of that game. It's no fun. Like, you still get most. Nobody ever gives the GM credit before they give the coach credit. Ever. You could just still be the guy they like. Name one GM statue. Like, that's not what they, you know, like, come on. They're still going to give you the credit. Like, if it's an ego thing, they're still going to give you all the credit if you win a Super Bowl. They're not going to be like, what a great job that GM did for Bill O'Brien. They might say what a great job the GM did. We talk about Brett Veach here. But if we're talking about, all right, you can only build one statue in Kansas City, who gets more credit, Reed or Veach? Reed. Like, it's not even a knock on Veach. That's just the way these conversations, it's being the player on the field, not the guy. Like, and I don't like being told, like, you never played sports. You can't have that. Come on. Like, and Veach did play. He played at Delaware. Mm-hmm. He played with Matt Nagy, of all things, against Matt Nagy, of all things. So it's small grouping of people who exist in this world. But it's that, you know, like, the credit always goes quarterback, often coach. You know, if the quarterback's great, it's quarterback, coach, GM. Like, so you're down the list anyway. Just let somebody else do the real work.
Last minute. ESPN hasn't made it quite official yet on its Monday Night Football broadcast team, as they're waiting to see if college football happens before they make it official with Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit. But apparently, if college football does happen, according to Andrew Marchand of the New York Post, Kirk Herbstreit could be doing Saturdays and Mondays this season. I think that's a terrible idea.
Why would they do that?
I remember hearing something about that. I think we even looked at it when there was rumored. If this is actually going to be the case, they wanted to stay in-house for a variety of reasons.
Look, so they're just going to make Herbstreit work more?
He's great for college football. I think he will do a great job on Monday Night Football. It's just I just associate him with college. That's all. Like, that's how I associate him. With it, I believe they need to have a three-man booth. If you're going to have Kirk Herbstreit in there, who's the NFL voice that's in there? Can we get Louis Riddick in there? Can we get somebody else that has more of the NFL angle to it?
Analytically driven mind. Like, Herbstreit can only know so much about both sports, considering he's going to be calling college football on Saturday, right back into a Monday night booth on Monday. Get someone who's just NFL.
He's the only ESPN employee other than, I think, the CEO that gets to use the private jet. Now you know why. He already uses it to tell him. He goes college game day in the morning, flies somewhere at night for Saturday. Now he's going to have to fly Saturday night or Sunday morning to whatever NFL city he's in for Monday Night Football. That's a busy, busy fall for Kirk Herbstreit, if that's the case. But I'm sure he's being compensated in a very nice way. Coming up next.
He's still got that jet. Dilfer doesn't.
Yeah, Dilfer.
Herbstreit's got that jet.
Dilfer has the nice office he does his interviews from when he's on national interviews from whatever prep school it is in Nashville. He didn't get that jet. He got a nice office.
I don't think he's hurting.
I think he'll be okay as well, though.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.